You're listening to Rhino.com Podcast.
Hello, welcome to the podcast for the 13th annual Sunset Concerts at the Skirball. My name is Rich Mahan. I'm here with Yatrika Sharais. Hello.
Hello, Rich.
The Sunset Concerts at the Skirball happens every Thursday evening from July 16th to August 13th, 2009. Concerts start at 8 p.m. They're free. No reservations are required. There is ample parking. It's $5. Street parking is not permitted. We have an incredible lineup this year.
We do. We do. We're very excited about it.
And let's just jump right in. The first concert is Thursday, July 16th at 8 p.m. And the artist is Issa Bagayogo.
That's right. Issa Bagayogo hails from Mali. And he's an Ngoni player. And the Ngoni is a three-stringed lute. They call it a hunter's lute, basically. But because the Ngoni, the three-stringed one, is usually used in sacred hunting ceremonies, and Issa Bagayogo is not a hunter, and he is a musician, he has actually created a six-string lute. And that's what he plays. He plays the six-string Ngoni.
And is he a solo artist, or does he bring an ensemble with
him? He brings an ensemble. His ensemble is actually very vibrant and wonderful. He's there also with the producer of his CDs, Yves Werner, who's French, and who owns the studio Bogolan in Mali, in Bamako, in Mali. And Issa is called the Techno Issa in his country because his music is a mixture of Malian roots music fused with a lot of electronica, and some Western influences. There's an element of funk, there's an element of jazz in it. So he has branded his own style of music, and it's totally unmistakable when you listen to it.
Well, let's check some out right now. Next up on the concert calendar for Sunset Concerts at the Skirball on Thursday, July 23rd at 8 p.m. are Mike Marshall, Daryl Anger, and Vossen.
Mm-hmm.
This is an L.A. premiere for the group.
Absolutely. The group has performed together elsewhere, but this is the very first time that they're coming to Los Angeles. And the group is composed actually of two individuals and an ensemble. The two individuals are Mike Marshall and Daryl Anger. They're both of them truly architects of new acoustic music in bluegrass, extremely innovative. They have performed together in various ensembles and projects together, and they decided to play with this one of the premier folk music ensembles from Sweden, which is called Vassen. And I saw them last year at WOMEX, which is World Music Expo, which takes place yearly in Europe. And I was totally blown away by them. You wouldn't think that these two styles of music, which is the folk music from Sweden and the folk music from the United States, could be so close to one another. It's almost like a seamless fusion, and it has created it's its own music now. You know, you wouldn't think that this is two different cultures that are coming together, and yet they have created one new culture as a result of this fusion.
How interesting. Well, music is a universal language.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Daryl Anger is the fiddler, and Mike Marshall is a mandolinist. And then, of course, they bring together the nickel harpa from Sweden and the 12-string guitar, the bouzouki, and the viola.
Mm, interesting.
On Vassen's side.
Okay. Well, let's listen to a little of them. Thank you. Thursday, July 30th at 8 p.m., we have Gaji Gajo. This is also another L.A. premiere. And why don't you tell us a little bit about them?
They come from Canada. They come from Quebec. And they're led by Quebecoise accordionist Mélanie Bergeron. And they all come from various regions of Canada and Quebec. And they fell in love with Eastern European music, specifically klezmer and Roma music, music of the gypsies. And they also create their own music, meaning that they compose in these styles. And so this is a lively, young ensemble, quite young and extremely lively, who have explored the music of Eastern Europe and who bring them together, of course, with their own interpretation. There's a little bit of Quebecois that is instilled in there, but when you listen to it, it really, really sounds Eastern European. It's really a wonderful, wonderful, dynamic band who will be performing for us on that night on July 30th.
Would you say that they incorporate elements of the Django Reinhardt tradition of gypsy jazz?
Yes, they do. They do. They definitely have in some of their instrumental pieces that style of manouche guitar that mm-hmm. Django used to play. And, of course, there's a lot of element of Eastern European music. Eastern European klezmer, Eastern European gypsy music.
Wild Magnolias will be performing at the Sunset Concerts at the Skirball on Thursday, August 6th at 8 p.m. And these guys sound like the best down and dirty funk band you've ever heard.
Absolutely. Well, the Wild Magnolias are one of the oldest Mardi Gras Indian bands. They go back to 40 years ago.
What differentiates a Mardi Gras Indian band from a regular Mardi Gras New Orleans style band?
Well, the Mardi Gras Indians are actually African Americans who dress up in Native American costumes, and these are ornate and absolutely flamboyant costumes. They might spend an entire year just to create that costume. The reason why they espoused the Native American costume is actually to pay tribute and to pay their respect to the Native Americans who were key in giving them refuge when runaway slaves would have to hide. The African Americans were not allowed to take part in the parades, in the Mardi Gras parades, so they decided to come up with their own.
Interesting.
Yes.
Wow.
And they decided that they would create a very, very specific culture that is their own culture fused with the history of paying respect to the Native Americans.
So we get a little taste of Mardi Gras in August at the Skirball, Thursday, August 6th. And we should also say that the night before the Wild Magnolias take the stage, the Skirball will screen Tootie's Last Suit, which is an insightful documentary about late legendary Mardi Gras Indian Allison Tootie Montana, who is...
He was the chief of the Yellow Pocahontas Hunters, which is one of the Indian tribes, because they all have tribes, you know, they have different tribe names and they all are part of a tribe and each tribe has a specific insignia and the way that they sing and the way they march and the way that they dress up. And so Tootie was greatly revered for turning Mardi Gras Indian life away from gang-style violence. Because earlier on, it was a very violent, on Mardi Gras Day, it would become a very violent event where all these different tribes would fight with one another, because it was a territorial thing. But Tootie was the person who actually turned it around into a day of artistic accomplishment, where you would show off your suit and your accomplishment as how you could sew these amazing costumes. It's a beautiful, beautiful movie. It takes place the night before the concert of the Wild Magnolia. So Wednesday night,
August 5th at 7:30 p.m. And it's only $5 to get in to see this.
Absolutely.
So fantastic. More information on that, you can, of course, go to skirball.org or call 877-SCC-4TIX. Last concert on the calendar for this year's summer concerts at the Skirball is Omar Faruk Tekbilek Ensemble. That's Thursday, August 13th at 8 p.m.
Omar Faruk Tekbilek is from Turkey. He's now based in Rochester, New York, and he is known as a master of a number of instruments, including the ney, which is the bamboo flute from the Middle East, and zurna, which is a double reed instrument, the baklama, which is a long-necked lute, the oud, which is the Middle Eastern lute, and also he is an amazing percussionist. So he is also known as a peacemaker. He always tries to create bridges between different cultures. His ensemble is six people. They all come from different places. Armenians. His son is with him as an instrumentalist, as a percussionist. There's an Iranian in the ensemble. So they perform original compositions by Omar Faruk Tekbilek.
Fantastic. So we hope you join us this year at the 2009 13th annual, I might add, Sunset Concerts at the Skirball at the Skirball Cultural Center. It's at 2701 North Sepulveda Boulevard on the top of the Sepulveda Pass between the Valley and Los Angeles. And it's every Thursday evening between July 16th and August 13th, 2009 at 8 p.m. The doors do open at 7. It's free. No reservations are needed. Parking is $5. Street parking is not permitted, however. And I want to also remind you that during the summer concerts, Zeidler's Cafe offers a dinner buffet starting at 6 p.m. Buffet reservations are required and accepted beginning 2 weeks prior to the Thursday evening of your choice. You can call 310-440-4575. For reservations. One more note, no outside alcoholic beverages or chairs are permitted. There's chairs there on a first-come, first-served basis. Yatrika, thank you so much for coming by today and telling us about the upcoming exciting summer concert series at the Skirball.
Thank you. It's going to be an eclectic season, and I hope to see you all there.
You've just listened to a Rhino.com podcast.